Blog Talk Radio.
Today, I am the president, the United World Champion, and the CEO. Let me tell you something. I run the company. I own the company. I'm in charge of the company, and I'm making moves too in the company. And I am definitely fucking signing people, and this is bullshit. I'm gonna go along with it because this is what we do, right? This is what we do. We fucking fake it. Well, you know what? We're gonna do it. Let's do it. Okay, whatever. Pork Chop, fucking general manager, Pork Chop has signed somebody, and I've been in the dark up until like a minute and a fucking half ago. A minute and a fucking half ago, I was in the fucking dark about it. I don't know who the fuck you signed for my company, man. Who the fuck did you sign for my company, man? I don't know who the fuck he signed. Oh, I get the fucking text. Oh, I get the text. Okay, we'll go along with it. We'll go along with it, you fuck. So anyway, welcome to the show. We'll get to that later. Pork Chop signing. Yes, we'll know who Pork Chop, GM, Pork Chop signed. Because Pork Chop went through all the trouble. And Pork Chop took what he did. And Pork Chop, you know, came in to the United Wrestling Alliance. And Pork Chop is the hero. Pork Chop is the greatest, you know? We just love Pork Chop. Oh, God, I love Pork Chop so much. Oh, I just love Pork Chop. So we're going to figure that out later on in the show. But the big news at the top of the hour, the big news at the top of the hour, here it is, man. We have an announcement to make. I don't have a drum roll, but let's get something even better. Let's go right to the announcement. And the announcement is that the Armageddon Championship match, the first ever Battle of Armageddon, will take place in the graveyard in March. And we know our first competitor. That's right. Our first competitor for the United Wrestling Alliance's Armageddon Championship is going to be the Last Don, Sid Lucci. And congratulations to Sid. I'm going to post it now because I run... Well, for now, I'm hiring somebody to run the page. So I'm hiring somebody to run this United Wrestling Alliance page for me. We'll have information on that next time. But I'm going to post this just in, so you can go to the United Wrestling Alliance. This just in, the first of two who will fight for the first ever Armageddon title? Sid Luciano, the Last Don. There we go. Who is he gonna face? Who is he gonna face in March for the Armageddon Championship? You're gonna have to find out. You're gonna have to tune in next week. But please, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, don't let me stop you. Don't let that stop you from staying for the next or the big announcement from Pork Chop. I know the announcement, so if I'm kind of distracted, I have to put the person in Photoshop. I have to do the stuff because I do that too, you see. Okay? I do that too, you see. So I have to go do that, and we'll see what I do, what you do, whatever. But, so here we are. It's been a big week. We found out about the graveyard match. The match in a graveyard. The Armageddon Championship match will be decided in an ancient graveyard on hallowed ground. And it will involve Sid Luciano, the last Don. And who will he face? Who and what does this graveyard have in store? And that's the Armageddon Championship. And that's what we're going to talk about for a second here. What is the Armageddon Championship? Well, you can go to our Facebook page, United Wrestling Alliance, and take a look at the title itself. It is a very interesting title because through the duration of the match and the time you are in the ring, that belt is live. So you may be facing an opponent any so often at any time anybody wants during that match can just run right on in, pin you, and take the title. And you know what? They can run right the hell away. You have to get them in that ring and get that title back. Can't pin them on the outside. You want a shot? That's the Armageddon way, baby. At any time, at anywhere, that title can be taken from you. Oh, titles taken from people. I love the idea of titles being taken from people. I really like the fucking idea of titles being taken by people. I want everybody to hear this, man. I want everybody to hear this. No, I don't want this to hear it. I want everybody to hear this. This is great. This is great. I mean, I got to copy the link. I got to go to blah, blah, blah. I got to go here and there. Let me go. I'm going to go to my Facebook page, okay? I am the host. Let me just put this there. Listen now, cuntbags. And now they're going to listen because calling people cuntbags is really the way to go. I'm just very mad. Very mad. Very angry. Very upset. Y'all have no idea. Y'all don't know what the fuck is going on, man. But that's okay, right? So anyway, I had a signing this week as well. I had a signing this week. I signed a talent to the United Wrestling Alliance. Yes, I signed a talent. He is the Vice President of Talent Relations. And the UWA's finest ring announcer, ladies and gentlemen, my signing, Hollywood Tony P, the United World Champion, CEO, and President of the United States, my signing, Jay Sizzle Bo Rizzle. Don't you worry. After this show, I'm going to have a nice little video that I'm going to tape. And, you know, I'm going to, I got some words. I got some words, man. It's okay. It's okay. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Who cares? Well, we care. Who did Pork Chop sign? Who did Pork Chop? Who did Pork Chop sign? I want to really know, right? And so I got the text this morning from the new GM, Pork Chop. And if you don't know who Pork Chop is, it's Jason Lee. I'll say your name. Pork Chop sent me a damn, oh my God, my brain hurts. But whatever, Pork Chop, we planned this. Okay, here's how it goes. Hey, it goes great. Here's what it all is, man. You know, this is behind the curtain shit, right? I should just end the fucking show now. But no, I'm fucking trying to talk to you and do some Photoshopping as I'm here, right? I got to set up this post. Oh my God, who did he sign? Who did Pork Chop sign? Listen, man, I got a lot of thoughts. and whatever's happening now on this show or nothing like that, I think I'm going to, after, probably going to make a video and put it out. I have I have my own private thoughts about this. It may happen tomorrow, but I have my own private thoughts about this, and I'm not really happy about it. I'm not really happy. I don't, but it's okay. Who did he sign, right? Who did he sign? Well, let me put the fucking picture. Let me put the fucking picture right here. Oh, my God. Wow, man. Wow. What a signing. This is a signing. Yeah. This is a signing. GM Porkchop. The Photoshop had to get it done. There's another thing. There's another thing that I have to tell everybody about before we talk about who Porkchop signed. His first act, Porkchop's first act, apparently, of the United Wrestling Alliance, and he has yet to post it, but I'll post acts as the GM of the United Wrestling Alliance was to officially hereby remove the sign-on bonus for all new talent. Fortunately, those of you who I signed already and got your sign-on bonus don't have to worry about giving it back. But apparently, GM Porkchop really doesn't want you to have the money, do you, GM Porkchop? I really have to continue this, man. He's playing a fucking game. I don't know what the hell is going on. I have no fucking clue, and this is not cool. No, I don't give a fuck about it! I don't know. Should we take a break? Anybody's fucking listening anyway. Oh, I gotta make a video. I gotta make a video. Listen, we're gonna take a break, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna talk more, and hopefully we can get the shiz phone niz up your is. Up or whatever, and we'll find out who Porkchop signed. Man, it's just, oh, Porkchop. You know what, though? I am the CEO of the United Wrestling Alliance, so at least I know that. I know the hierarchy, and I know who's in charge. But we could have this little rivalry, your little idea for this little rivalry here. You know, I signed Gay Shizzle as the ring announcer and VP of talent relations. Let's see who you signed. I want to know who you signed, okay? I went out and got the competition to come work for me with you and him. I want to know. Everybody else wants to know, and we'll find out. Actually, we're going to find out after this. If you want to call 515-605-9753, the United Wrestling Alliance, we're counting down to Armageddon. The Battle of Armageddon is going to take place in a freaking graveyard. A graveyard. And the title is live once the match begins, timed match. And guess what? A lot of unique places. This wouldn't even talk about a Ring of Fire match, but we'll talk about more of that later. Right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am the CEO. I am the United World Champion. I am the President. I am the Dragon. I am the Dr. Mr. Hollywood. Tony B! And we'll be right back after this.
Americans, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony B. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Kremlin Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Kremlin Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford, Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
It's the party. It's the East Coast Party Cast with Hollywood Tony P and Javi C on the World Generation Podcast Network. How are you doing, everybody? So you got the East Coast Party Cast. He's Puerto Rican, and I'm a freaking, and there you go. Together, we're going to make a World Generation Podcast Network history. Is it still the World Generation Podcast? Is it World Generation Net? What is it?
So the date is coming soon on that.
Thursday night.
Yeah, party, party, party.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Hollywood's coming out swinging, baby. How you doing? Welcome to UWA Today, UWA Tonight. I don't give a fuck. I'll change it to UWA Tonight. I'm pissed, man. But we'll continue. Okay, here's the story, the big story, big story. Who did Pork Chop sign? Pork Chop, former owner of RCW Pork Chop. The man who would be king. Well, Pork Chop, I am the king, and I made my choice, and I made my signing, and I've signed more and more. And it's kind of funny. I'm going to wax rhapsodic for a second here. I'm going to wax rhapsodic for no other reason, but having been here for the last couple of weeks doing what I'm doing and the resurgence of the United Wrestling Alliance, including me, the longest reigning United World Champion in history, Nobody's taking my title. Nobody even wants to take my title because they're afraid. You can't even get $1,000 because you know I'll kick your ass. You won't take $1,000 because you know I'll destroy you. You know I'll eviscerate you. I'll incinerate you. I'll annihilate you. You want to come and play with me? You want to try to take my title? You want to underestimate me? The pork chops of the world gonna get fried in their own oil. Pork chop gonna get fried. But having been doing this for the last couple weeks and months and years, the independent wrestling scene in Colorado is toxic to a T. And I will say it, and I will say it, and I will say it again. But you know what? Here at the United Wrestling Alliance, we are building bridges. As much as I hate pork chops, as much as I do not like the fucking ass end of that pig, we're working together, right? Building bridges. I don't give a fuck what the shit smells like down in Pueblo. I don't give a fuck the smell coming off the fucking towers of shit. But we're working together with him, not with the league, because I could give a fuck. But I got Shizzle. I got Shizzle working for me. You might not like him. Nobody does. You may not like me. Nobody does. You may not like my wrestlers, nobody does, but guess what? We're in the South and you're in the North. We're gonna fuck you up. You can take your fucking bullshit, fucking league-ass, godfather, cuntbag, son of a bitch. Anybody else who ups up there, your fucking dildos and whatever. Who cares? Because you're up there and we're down here. And guess what? Me, Hollywood Tony P, the United World Champion, the CEO, have built bridges and am our friends with every single league that is in the Southern Colorado area. Even with Randy Root. Now, we're not good friends, but we did mend bridges and we're, you know, not super talking terms. But, you know, it's okay. There's no animosity there anymore. It's cool, right? It's cool with Pork Chop. It's cool with the others. It's cool with ORW. It's cool. I wouldn't have been able to go to ORW show without permission from the people who run it. So you want to say I'm out of touch? Well, let me tell you something, motherfucker. I am in touch with every fucking promoter in the South. And we got one thing to say to y'all up North. Your power is dwindling. It's diminishing. It's going down the fucking drain. We're going to make it. We're going to kill it. Metaphorically, of course. And, you know, hey. I'm just a little heated, you know. I'm just a little heated. I'm just a little heated because of the text. So who gives? Okay, let's get through this then. Let's get this out of the way. So I got a text. Oh, I got a text. I got a text from Porkchop telling me who he signed. Now, did he give me a video of who he signed? No. Did he give me audio of saying who he signed? No. He doesn't think or care enough, apparently, about you, the listener, the viewer, the person who is watching. But that's okay, because he did sign this person, right? He signed him! Quote, unquote. Pork Chop signed this person. According to the story. You know, I get it, wrestling. So sick of the fucking story. I'm so sick of it! Real bullshit! But let's do it. Okay, let me get some let's get some music here. Let's get some music. All right. So, the countdown to the big announcement is on right now. Gentlemen, the time has come, and here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Porkchop has signed the Livest Mix Plex! That's right, apparently Plex is coming to the United Wrestling Alliance. That's amazing. Plex is a superstar unlike no other. Man, it's crazy, right? It's crazy. I talked to that cat a lot. It's crazy, but apparently Porkchop and his Porkchop action seem to know what the fuck is going on, Porkchop. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. I'm going to have a video is coming. A video. Tomorrow, no longer than like 30 seconds because my thing. I'll take some of this audio. You know, Porkchop, I get it, and I appreciate you, brother, and I love you, man. But that's some shit. I don't know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what an eventful week, and next week we will find out live right here who Sid will be facing in the Armageddon Championship match right over there in the graveyard in the beginning of March. That'll be live right here. It's a cinematic match, people. Live from the graveyard. You're going to love it. And if you don't, I don't care. And do you think it's over now? Do you think it's over now? Do you think that we're done signing people? Bull! I know at least three more people who have signed with the United Wrestling Alliance so far. Has it been Porkchop signing them? Or has it been Hollywood Tony P, the CEO, the one in charge? I'll tell you what the script says. Tell you what the script says. But the script says. All right, well, look, it's shared on the United Wrestling Alliance, so go there. We're going to take a break. We're going to actually end the show right now, so thank you guys for joining us. I am the United World Champion. I am the CEO of the United Wrestling Alliance, the longest United World Champion in history. I am the President of the United States running for re-election. Vote for me, Tony P, the Doctor. The Mr. Hollywood, the Dragon, Tony P, and we will see you guys next week with more wonderful things, and look for my response to Porkchop signing tomorrow right here. Actually, right there on the United Wrestling Alliance. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
I press the button.
Number 5 is alive.